Huawei unveils Android phone without key apps, by Sarah Germano, Dan Strumpf, and Parmi Olson in the Wall Street Journal. Munich, Huawei Technologies Company, unveiled its first smartphone devoid of Google's most popular apps, a byproduct of the U.S.-China trade dispute that could complicate the Chinese technology giant's efforts to stroke demand for its consumer products outside China. Since the company was added to the U.S. Commerce Department's entity list in May, it has been effectively blocked from buying U.S.-sourced technology. This means Huawei's new Mate 30 phone series will run on an open-source version of Google's Android operating system, which doesn't include the Play App Store and other Google apps typically built into Huawei devices, such as Google Maps and YouTube. The Commerce Department cited national security concerns as a reason to place Huawei and its affiliates on the list. "The U.S. government forced us to do this, and we have no other solution," said Richard Yu, Huawei's chief executive of consumer businesses. "The U.S. ban destroyed this industry, and it's harmful to U.S. companies' businesses, too." Huawei's attorneys argued in court Thursday that a separate law barring it from doing business with the U.S. government agencies is unconstitutional because it selectively targets the company for punishment. Thursday's presentation of the new devices offered a glimpse at some glossy features, like a wraparound display screen and a movable shutter button, but little clarity around some of the most pressing questions about the Mate 30, such as how users could access specific Google apps and precisely when and where the smartphone will go on sale. While Mr. Yu said users may still be able to download Google's apps, either through App Gallery, Huawei's proprietary app store, or from other channels, he didn't specify which apps would be available or where. Mr. Yu said Huawei opted to launch the Mate 30 with the open-sourced Android platform rather than its own nascent proprietary platform, Harmony OS, because it wants to stay in good graces with Alphabet Incorporated's Google, which has run Android services on earlier smartphones. Harmony, unveiled last month, was originally developed to run on Huawei gadgets, including wearable devices and TVs, but not smartphones. Industry experts have been skeptical that the operating system would be ready for the Mate 30's launch, especially outside China, where it is already available to mixed reviews. Marshall Rahman, editor-in-chief of XDA Developers, an online forum for software developers, says Huawei has some experience catering to customer demand in different markets. In China, where Google services are blocked, Huawei already configures its phones with settings in the background that make it possible for any Google apps to be downloaded to the device. For instance, when those phones get exported to countries where Google apps are allowed, he added. The background settings can make it seem like Google's apps are simply dormant apps waiting for you. Google is among a number of U.S. companies seeking permission from the Commerce Department to resume supplying Huawei, according to a person familiar with the matter. Sales for the Mate 30 device, which is priced starting at €1,099, $1,214 US, will be closely watched as Huawei competes for market share in Europe, the company's most important market for smartphones outside China. A Huawei spokesman said the phones will first go on sale in Asia next month, followed by Europe, but a specific itinerary of where the phones will be sold and when wasn't immediately available. While Huawei devices are virtually unavailable in the U.S., sales in Europe are competitive. In 2018, Samsung Electronics Company took top billing on the continent with a 31% share of the market, followed closely behind by both Apple and Huawei with 22% share apiece, according to data from Canalys.